CRTV.
Children in Cameroon will be on the spotlight throughout this month within the framework of the fourth edition of the Cameroonian Month of the Child. Since 2021, the month of June of every year is dedicated to childhood in our country with a series of activities organized with a view to promote the well-being and full development of children. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe says there is an urgent need for parents to assume their full responsibility and bring back the Cameroonian child into the mainstream of family life.
In a bid to give children in Cameroon a decent environment for their wholesome growth and development, the government has, through the efforts of over a dozen ministries, been spearheading a series of activities to guarantee their social inclusion, protection, and the promotion of their welfare. The cabinet meeting for the month of May, chaired by Prime Minister Joseph Nyangote last Thursday, May the 30th, was entirely devoted to the welfare of the Cameroonian child, with particular focus on three key issues: government strategies and achievements in combating child labor, mechanisms for protecting children in moral danger, and leisure activities for children during this long holiday. The need for a proactive, multi-sectoral response involving concerted action strategies and support from development partners to eradicate child labor has been highlighted by the Minister of Labor and Social Security, while his colleague of Social Affairs has cited various measures taken by the government, including legal instruments, institutional means and community-based mechanisms to protect children at moral risk, as concrete proofs of government's commitment driven from the summit of the state. But beyond these avowed commitments from the government, the reality in our communities is stunningly different, as it presents disparaging images of children in Cameroon today and a distressful neglect of traditional parenting roles. A snapshot of the mad rush for the trappings of the postmodernist world in which we live today, marked by a worrisome overflow of unfiltered information from an avalanche of social media handles, portrays a society where a majority of parents have lost touch with fundamental principles of child upbringing. Caught in a whirlwind of upheavals like the excruciating economic crunch, a protracting sociopolitical and security crisis, and a crisis of identity ushered in by a dehumanizing globalization, the knot of the basic unit of society has been let loose and the family is in shambles. The greatest toll of the collateral damage has been on the child. Be it on the streets or at home, children in Cameroon today have been left to their own means, virtually reinventing their own codes of values and principles, charting their own path and imposing their views as their parents and guardians watch on in apparent helplessness. The monsters they fed yesterday are gnawing at them today. It is high time they seize back and reaffirm their authority before it becomes irredeemably late. It is time to sound the alarm bell for parents on the consequences of this willful neglect and abandonment of their primordial role in child upbringing. It is high time we nip this parental delinquency in the bud and courageously address the challenges facing us. Parents must rise up to these challenges of bringing back family values eroded by several years of indifference and nonchalance. For what we are as a nation is weaved within the family, the basic unit of society.